All right, now, this is it. The moment we've all been waiting for. He is the four-time champ. He is looking to tie the all-time mark of five. In order to do that, he's got to do something he has never done before. That is go back-to-back, successfully defend the title. Let's see if this is it. He's going to close the show. The wait is over. The time is now. We go to the BIC. Brad in Corona. How you feeling, Brad?
I'm feeling good, Jim Rome. How are you doing today, my friend?
So good. Doing great.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, the gimmicks are really flowing like wine right now. Love that stutter at the critical part at the end of Lef's phone call right now before he went to the rest of his pre-recorded audio clips. Lef, I'm pretty sure your producer got carpal tunnel syndrome during that phone call. He was jamming so many buttons. And by the way, that call was pretty much the same call you made in 2016, except you fired Rich Ackerman for a crappy Kevin Harlan impersonator, which sucks because Rich could really use the work right now, dude. Hey, I love that song by Caleb. Kind of bummed, though. Caleb, about 10 more seconds of that song, and I was going to get to hear my favorite song. That's not a good call. I don't like that call. Also, Mike and Indy, I'm so confused. Does this mean you didn't get the $5,001 you needed to pay off your debt to the Rent-A-Wheels Corporation? Hey, I'm not sure, Jimmy, if the Cablination is stupid or if he's just desperate, but it took huge stones for you to show up today, Shawnee, after all the crap you talked about Rome and his show back in the day. I'm glad you Googled everyone in the smack-off. While you were blathering about your Google results, I Googled Sean Pendergast net worth, and Google just came back with showing results instead for guys who will still be on the radio in 12 months. Shawnee, you're on the radio once a week, Sunday nights from 6 to 10. Great time slot, bud. What are you, auditioning to be the next Rich Ackerman? I heard CBS was actually considering just broadcasting dead air, but they figured if they could get you for the same price, then what the hell, you know? Sean, I hope your once-a-week radio ratings are as high as your cholesterol levels, which have to be through the roof, judging by those pics you sent in today. Romy, check out those pics of the Cablination. Not the ones where he looks like Danny DeVito playing the Penguin. I'm talking about the other ones with his triple chin. I'm not saying Sean Pendergast is fat, Jim. I'm just saying, dude thought Orange Theory was a new flavor of Ben and Jerry's. Anyway, RIP to Shawnee's radio career and his pulmonary arteries. At this point, it's a toss-up as to which one's going to go first. But personally, Jim, I'm rooting for the arteries. Speaking of other guys who look like they're about to have a heart attack, Rick in Buffalo did a great job screaming through his call today. He's a funny guy, Jim, calling his mother-in-law a skank, talking about his two-year-old's private parts. That's hysterical. I mean, I know this is radio. I just wish the guy weren't so gosh-damned ugly, Jim. Rick in Buffalo is so ugly when he and his wife have sex, she has to close her eyes and pretend he's Tony Kornheiser. And much like PTI, that only gets her about 3 good minutes out of Rick. Hey, great call by Mark in Hollywood. Guys, I don't know if you know this. Mark's last name is Charon, which means his initials are MC, which is sad because the only ceremony Mark's ever mastered is sliding a Dixie cup full of millions of tiny Mark Charons across the counter at his local sperm bank once a week, or as often as permitted by California law. Jimmy, maybe I'm getting soft in my old age here, but I just want to show my appreciation for all the good times I've had in the jungle over the years by giving a little back, which is why when I win today, I'm guaranteeing that I will use the money to buy our homeless brother, Ira Craig, his very own Casper mattress using the promo code Rome. It's about giving back, Jim. Hey, Ira, if you're listening, can you get Hawk your exact coordinates so I can let the Casper people know which freeway underpass we're delivering to? I don't want Mark in Hollywood swooping in on the delivery and stealing it just so he can sell it for crack. Finally, Jimmy, there's been a lot of talk from you about how this might be the final smack-off. This cannot be the final smack-off, Jim. I don't really need to hear an extra interview every day with a Ball State women's lacrosse coach, no offense. I'd much rather hear Benny and Wisco calling in, stuttering over his gimmicky script like Mike and Indy while he encourages me to go drink a beer out of Luis and Palmdale's prosthetic leg over at Hennessy's. There is nothing better to me. This is not over, Jimmy. In the words of Walter White, we're done when I say we're done.
The BIC looking to go back to back, looking to get to five.